A lot in Krishna Leela is brought to the attention by some gopis who witness from a place, a hidden place, what Krishna does, and then relate this to Radha. So here we have Hiranyangi Sakhi. We had already Tulsi telling what she saw, Indrupaba was telling what she saw, and now Hiranyangi Sakhi describes Krishna's wrestling. Hiranyangi Sakhi witnessed Krishna wrestling with his friends after milking the cows, and then quickly ran to Radha to describe the events. After milking the cows, Krishna and his closest friends, who are similar in nature to him, mutually decided to go to the jeweled wrestling arena. The boys were very eager to engage in their cherished daily pastime. Krishna and his fearless friends, all about the same age, engaged in hand-to-hand combat. They all showed great courage, strength, anger, and pride as they attacked their opponents from the front, from the back, and from the side. So after this great morning wrestling match, Syama rested a while. Then he and few of his friends, who had accumulated heaps of pious credits and who were like the roots of the tree of transcendental virtues, entered the massage room. Krishna's affectionate, sweetly smiling servants rubbed oil on their limbs. The joyful servants were skilled masseurs and experts in telling tales and composing verses. They greatly pleased Krishna by massaging him with aromatic oil. The boundlessly fortunate masseurs, who were praised even by Krishna's closest friends, lovingly rubbed Krishna's entire body from head to toe, ever mindful to rub neither too hard nor too soft. So this massage with aromatic oil has a particular purpose. Krishna is massaged in order to relieve him of the morning fatigue, because at 6:48 Krishna, you know, he has already wrestled, so he has milked the cows. Now he's a little tired, so let him be massaged. Huh? After dispelling Krishna's fatigue with the massage, the attendants removed the oil with a powder of fragrant saffron and camphor. Some young servant girls cleansed lotus-eyed Krishna's hair with an astringent decoration of yogurt and amalaki. They bathed Syam with camphor-scented water of suitable temperature, poured from gold and crystal pots. One servant girl, glowing with beauty and affection, used a towel to repeatedly squeeze the decoction from Krishna's hair. Decoction is this mixture of yogurt and amalaki. So she removed that. Another Sevadasi gently stroked Syama's body with her soft hands, while another That's a very services like this, because that when you are a sensitive person, this will relieve the tiredness. When you meet a friend, you can strike him like this. So this is what Seva Dasi did. While another poured water from a golden pitcher, Murari's body attained an extraordinary splendor by bathing. Just as the beauty of a rain cloud increases when bathed in moonlight, or the color blue contrasted with white, or sapphire bathed in crystal clear water, or tamal tree strung with glimmering pearls. Or imagine this example, the black tamal tree, and then little garlands of pearls on it. Oh, it looks so beautiful. Or a blue lotus with sparkling particles of camphor. This is how Krishna's body looked when it was bathed. A few fortunate boys concluded Krishna's bath by pouring pure water over his head from an auspicious conch. They carefully dried Krishna's body by first rubbing it with soft, finely woven pieces of damp cloth. They then dried every part of Krishna's handsome body with a dry white cloth. So it's first a damp cloth, a little wet, and then afterwards a dry cloth. A gently smiling servant boy dried Syama's hair in the same way, using first wet and then dry towels. Another skillful servant replaced the wet towel on Krishna's hips with a dry one. It seems that the dry cloth was rudely pushing the wet cloth out of the way. One boy quickly brought in two fresh silken garments the color of molten gold. A second attendant removed the towel from Krishna's body and then dressed him in the clothes. So this was the bath of Syam. The fortunate devotees meditate about how Syam sits there on a crystal, on a jeweled stool. It's a little stool like this. And then the servant boys do their service. First massage was applied with aromatic oil. It was neither too hard nor too soft, the massage. Then Krishna was awake, fatigue gone, and then they did the hair. The servant girls and so on, and then how would we call it, the bathing start, so you can meditate on this gold and crystal pots with suitable temperatures, water just going over Krishna's body, and his body begins to shine just like the beauty of a rain cloud increases when bathed in moonlight. I was thinking all the time that Eddie Stern told me that he is a friend of mine who wanted to introduce yoga, Hatha yoga, in the schools of New York, because many children nowadays suffer from hyperactivity, and by doing Vinyasa yoga, that is yoga which combines movement with breathing, the mind can become peaceful. So he invited Madonna, who's an American singer, to come and sing, you know, to come and be there when there was this conference. And she came, but under the condition that her hair person would also come along. And that hair person was not a friseur. She was just someone who did somehow the hair, turned it around a little, and I don't know what needs to be done. And she costed $7,000 just to do that. So I was really thinking how in this world, I mean, this is an extreme example of how we want to take the role of Krishna and also have a hair person, because Krishna has a hair person, you know, who applies yogurt and amalaki powder on the hair and that squeezes it out, and it's a very sophisticated knowledge, you know. I can't imagine that Madonna's hair person knew this art. But, you know, we want to imitate Krishna and have servants, and but it's really important that we start to serve Krishna. You know, we have to start now here to do something. And I was today, as we were going around Giriraj in the night, I saw how devotees had put to Giriraj some of these lamps and incense just to supply a nice light, because there the pastimes of Radha Krishna have to go on, and put in and just to put some nice fragrance. And I thought to myself, this is an activity which is purely in service. No one sees that devotee who placed the light there and offered the incense. And yet, when we see the service, we become so touched and think, I will also do something. Then we met a devotee who gave us ghee bags, you know, and he didn't talk. He observed Mona. So he just indicated we should offer that to Giriraj. There was no lamp there, no clay pot, nothing, only the ghee bag and a cow who wanted to eat it. But I remembered the simple act to turn to Giriraj and just offer him, now worship him. The whole point of Krishna consciousness is there. It's to do something just for Krishna's pleasure. Not because we enjoy doing it, but because it's for Krishna's enjoyment. It's so nice. So now we will hear how Krishna is dressed and ornamented. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
One young servant boy cleansed Krishna's lotus feet and set him upon a glittering gem-studded bench. Another servant stood right behind Krishna and expertly dressed his hair. Another hair person. He spread out the strands of hair and repeatedly combed with a jeweled comb. He parted Krishna's hair, which was glistening with beauty, and tied the halves with a strip of white silk cloth. So two halves. The rich blackness of Krishna's hair complemented the whiteness of the fine cloth. Together it appeared that a black snake had shed its old skin. Whose eyes would not be attracted to Krishna's hairstyle? Krishna's glossy black hair was naturally curly, but by the bathing it became straight. One servant curled the locks again and scented them. Okay, it was straight, but now again. The servant boy curled the locks and put some nice scent to it. He then mixed saffron and sandalwood paste to paint a circular full moon shaped tilak mark on Krishna's forehead. Acha, this is very important for us to know. It's a round full moon shaped tilak mark. The deep radiant blue Kostuba gem hung on Krishna's attractive neck. Soundly defeated the luster of his sapphires, emeralds, diamonds, and rubies. Krishna put on a few indescribable necklaces of large pearls. One necklace rested upon his chest, one hung to his navel, and another extended to his knees. Wow! Syama attached jeweled dolphin-shaped earrings, makaras, which further illumined his cheeks. Jeweled dolphin-shaped earrings. I would like to see them once. I mean, earrings sounds like rings. So are the dolphins, are they maybe going like this? Or are they like this? I have not seen. We must look very closely maybe. He was previously wearing these dolphin-shaped earrings, but they had gotten wet during his festive bath. After drying them, Krishna put them back on. It's interesting. Everything is done by servant boys, but these jeweled dolphin-shaped earrings are taken care of by Krishna. There is a certain reason, because Krishna is the original Madan Mohan, the god of love, and these are his carriers. You know, the dolphin is the carrier of Cupid. So Krishna says, this is my work of Cupid. I will do this myself. One servant girl offered Krishna an attractive jeweled pendant strung on a silken Mangala Sutra, a lucky thread. She tied auspicious armbands inlaid with 9 jewels, Navaratna, on Siam's upper arms and bracelets on his wrists. One happy-faced servant slipped a large radiant ruby ring on Krishna's little finger. mellow sheen of Krishna's complexion, however, made the ruby's brilliance seem paltry in comparison. He placed an irresistible jeweled seal ring on Madhava's forefinger. Another servant tied a diamond-studded bright yellow kammerbund around Krishna's waist, and string of bells inlaid with sparkling rubies around his hips. This is so beautiful. One sincere servant, and this is a very sincere servant, attached Krishna's diamond inlaid ankle bells, which reflected the light from Madhava's moon-like toenails. He joyfully held a splendid jeweled mirror before Syama's moon-like face. It's so nice to see all these servant girls and servant boys are very joyful. Have you noticed? They are described as smiling, being full of joy. Some joke, some recite spontaneously composed verses. They are really expert. And they tells stories. Did you know this story, Sam? One other attendant who was sent by Nanda Maharaj entered Krishna's chambers and announced, "Oh Krishna, your father wants you to donate thousands of cows to the local brahmanas." Sweet-faced Krishna, who is a vast treasure house of exalted qualities, bound his hair with a turban and donned his yellow upper clothes. In obedience to his father's command, Madhava performed archman, sat in meditation, and donated a multitude of cows. Mother Yashoda, feeling that Krishna must have become hungry while waiting for his meal, immediately sent some tasty snacks for him. You know, this is for before the meal, because Krishna's, whose face radiates more pleasantly than the full moon, ate the snacks of butter mixed with camphor particles, yogurt, milk and cream. Varanga Devi, this is something to seriously consider, to prepare. The snacks of butter mixed with camphor particles, my God, is this rich, yogurt, milk and cream. Schmand. Afterwards, Krishna rinsed his mouth and chewed some betel nuts while leaning on the shoulders of a close friend. Radhika's. Now Radhika hears all this from Hiranyangi, right? So Radhika's heart swelled in joy as her ears drank the honey-sweet news of her beloved. A moment later, however, Radha felt utterly dejected, and cold tears dripped from her eyes like dew, because she could not feed Krishna the items she had prepared for him. So, this is now Radha is in separation. But fortunately, there is a cure. What this cure is, we will hear tomorrow. But she hears how Krishna eats, how he is dressed, She is already dressed perfectly, and now she wants to do service for Krishna. She wants to feed him the sweets she has personally made, Krishna. And if this is going to happen, or how the service is going to happen, we will hear tomorrow. So, let me ask you now. I don't know if we should record. I mean, it would be nice for the devotees to hear what everyone says, but does it pick up?
Yeah, it picks up.
It picks up. So, good. So, what do I remember? What strikes me?
I was wondering why they're using two kinds of towels, just one little wet one and then the dry one. What is the effect of that? Interesting to see that they have everywhere this complete pure things to worship Krishna.
All I know is that the damp or the wet is meant for cleanings, because Krishna has in his hair these decoction, like a mixture of amalaki and what else?
Yogurt.
What?
Yogurt.
I don't hear.
Yogurt.
Yes, yogurt. So the dry thing will bring the damp. It's called damp. The little wet cloth will bring it out. But why they use it on the body? Yes, because maybe there are still remnants of the oil. He was massaged first by an expert masseur who would tell tales and compose verses while he was massaged. So he was a learned masseur. And I think it's for cleaning all these remnants away.
Yeah, I like very much this mood, that it's such a joyful mood, it always felt like amongst the servants. And also, I also immediately recognized this, that the masseurs, they were so very good in telling stories and composing poetry, and it's not just doing service, but they are also entertaining Krishna in other ways. And then I was also thinking how important the cows are for Krishna, because this whole thing, like, first Krishna is milking the cows, and after this there is again, like, because they are so playful, they have to rest a little bit, even it's just like 6 o'clock in the morning. And after this only he is bathed and dressed. But it means he takes care of the cows even before he is dressed and before he is bathed. This was what I was thinking about.
It's just amazing that Hiranyagarbha can tell all these details to Radharani. So it seems that maybe many devotees can witness that to take bath is something very intimate, but with Krishna everybody can share and
When I heard about the wrestling, they were wrestling with strength, anger, and pride. I found them so nice how Krishna can reciprocate with everyone's mood to play and exchange with every different type of personalities.
They come from the back and from the side.
it's really wrestling, you know. It's not.
I like also how the massage, do the massage, not too soft, not too strong. And I was just remembering when we came to Radhakund and Gumaj met Manidhi's family. He also took his arm and Gumaj was saying, "Oh, you Maharaj," and he was not caring, he was giving him a full massage and shoulders. And also, I mean, how they take away the oil of the massage with saffron powder and camphor powder. And this is just amazing how they use all those fragrance substances just to take away the oil before the actual bath takes place. It's just almost beyond the reach of our imagination. And then the last things I kept is this new snack that we can ask Hungary whenever we will travel now, made of butter and particle of camphor with yogurt, milk and cream. Wow. That's a snack.
It must be like Shrikanta, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't have any substance. It's like Shrikanta.
Even more.
Can try.
Wow. I like somehow very much, obviously, the idea of a bath, Krishna. This because that's something which we also do during Jamashtami and important festivals. We gave him an abhishek. I very much enjoyed how this is described here. And so they used pure water, they poured over his head from an auspicious conch shell, and Murari's body attained an extraordinary splendor by this bathing, just as the beauty of a rain cloud increases when bathed in moonlight, or the color blue contrasted with white. Or a sapphire bathed in crystal clear water, or a tamal tree strung with glimmering pearls, or a blue lotus with sparkling particles of camphor. I mean, so many images are called upon just so that we can think of Krishna's bath. And the idea really is that we use these images, these are pictures offered by the great Vaishnavas, so that we can enter into a meditation. There are certain frames.
Meditate about them like a sapphire with water. Tamal tree with glittering pearls, a rain cloud bathed in moonlight. Many things like this. All right. Take this. So we will end here. Go, Premanandi, Ali Ali Bo.